cheese. Are we recording, Andrew Schmidt? Boom. Oh, folks, the time is 6:05 in the p.m. You are live at Cold Town Theater. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, the internet's hour of unspeakable power. My name is Matt Blake. Yay! Normally this radio show is on the air, but now it is a podcast, so we can swear and say fucking shit. Oh, we fucking want to, which we don't have to, no pressure. Like I said, because David is elsewhere, I have a special co-host today. He's been on the show a bunch of times. He's a member of Midnight Society, one of Austin's premier improv troupes. They're performing tonight, actually, at 10:30, right? Hideout downstairs. He's also in a sketch group with me, and he's my good friend, Mr. Lance Gilstrap. Thank you for running, Lance.
Well, you know, you can't hear me come from the back, and people are listening, right?
What?
Not you.
Huh? I stopped paying attention to you. How are you doing, Lance?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing. Hold on. There's a microphone. I am doing well.
Good. Good.
Are you having a good out of bounds?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I just I took a workshop, ran over here. I'm starving. I haven't eaten today, but
don't bring your problems into the show.
I'm sorry.
Can you do that for me?
Earlier, you did ask me to bring some problems, though.
I brought that
one.
Oh, there we go. Audio problems. Doing good job. Well, that is cool. Lance, did you know that we have some more special guests today?
Oh, I heard.
You did? Who told you?
The word on the street told me.
The streets are talking right now. They're an improv group from Chicago. Brett Lyons, Jeannie Cahill, Jeff Griggs, ladies and gentlemen, Aphasia.
Quick, we came up fast.
Yeah, super, okay. Yeah, good.
I thought there was going to be a lot of rigmarole before we got on. You guys were going to do a little show, and then we would come up.
No, we are done with our chipper chatter. Chipper chabber? Is that a thing?
Chibbering.
Chipper chabber.
Jib jab. Sometimes when I say words, I'm worried they're going to be racist. Do you guys, for podcast purposes, audio only, do you want to say your names so we match your names with the voices?
Yeah, this is Brett Lyons.
I'm Jeff Griggs.
Jeannie Cahill.
You know, Jeannie was excited about her own name. Brett and Jeff, not so much.
No.
I mean, my name's Brett. Okay, yeah.
Done it before.
Well, how are you guys? Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for inviting us. Very honored.
You guys are performing tonight, right?
Yeah.
At 9 p.m.?
9 o'clock at the Hideout.
Hideout.
Downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs. A big theater. Where are you performing, Lance?
At the Hideout downstairs.
Okay, I thought you were doing upstairs. I was about to chide you. No. That chiding failed. Fuck.
Where are you performing at, loser?
Yeah, see? He gets it. Gets it. You guys are a troupe from Second City, Chicago, yes?
Well, we're from Chicago, okay. And Chicago is the second city.
All right.
We do perform for the second city, but not as Aphasia. We work for the theater, and they send us out to do different shows.
You guys are on a cruise ship, right?
Yes.
True or false?
It is true.
We are on a nondescript cruise ship.
Legally, we're not allowed to say Norwegian Cruise Lines, and that's why... Brett was being very
judicious about it. Legally we cannot say
it.
We will be on the Norwegian Star starting September 30th through January 13th.
Yeah.
Book a cruise, you guys. Come see us.
Yeah.
you have $700 lying
around.
Sure.
Go ahead and go on to that website. There's a radio icon on the right. Click it. Enter the discount promo code. 50% off for Mascot Wedding Show listeners. That's the least we can do for listening to our dumb name. Or for knowing our dumb name. Oh, boy. Do you have any awesome cruise ship stories?
Well,
I mean...
So right into it. Look at that.
Yeah, I've been on two ships where... I was on one ship, and they were on another ship where someone has fallen off the ship.
Wow.
We haven't.
Oh, you were?
No.
Oh, you guys weren't on that?
No.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead with your story.
Oh, I mean... No, I've been on... There's a special there's safety codes that if you work on a ship, you know what they are. If there's fire or if someone falls overboard or if we're polluting the ocean or if there's been damage to the hull.
So is it something like they'd announce it, but only you know, like, paging Captain Planet.
A little bit.
And then you know that you're polluting.
Yeah.
There's codes. It's code.
It's code. I know them all.
Code Oscar?
So code Alpha is a medical emergency.
Yeah.
You get a lot of those because cruise ship audiences tend to be the older type. Code Bravo is a fire. I don't. That one's weird to me because Bravo is always like, "Good job,
nice fire."
Well,
nice
job. I think of the network Bravo, who's on fire in the ratings.
It's true,
absolutely.
They're crushing.
Also,
it.
Out of all those codes, Bravo, the worst one you want to hear.
Yeah,
because a cruise ship is basically just a horrible
just
fire hazard house. Yeah.
Can I stall your story for just a second? You are. I appreciate the fact that you keep turning toward the audience as you tell your story.
It's a trained performer.
I'm a trained performer.
I keep looking at the host talking to them, and then I turn to look at you, and you're really enjoying it. I feel like you've got a guitar that you're playing.
Hey,
go ahead.
This is the next song. Okay.
Well, host. Code Jeff, I have a name. It's Mac.
I know. Hosts. Yeah. I was putting two hosts in there.
It's
Mac
Lance.
And Lance.
Mac and Lance. Code Papa is I love it when you call Code Papa. It's because we're leaking oil into the ocean.
Yeah.
That's the way I remember that one from
it's
our
a hazardous
training.
Spill,
hazardous
right?
spill, yeah.
It's not someone having a gun up in their waist.
Yeah. And then Code Oscar is overboard. Oh, and Code Delta is damage to the hull. Another one you don't want to hear.
Never heard that one.
Yeah. No. So I was on the ship. It was Mother's Day. We had just left port about 3 hours ago from New York, and I was playing ping pong with the Serbian gymnasts down in the crew gym, and we heard that, and that is like something that like people like those guys have been on the ships. This was my first ship I was on, and
time out the Serbian
gymnasts. Yeah, I was way. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I wanted to overstep my bounds. I really wanted to hear about that.
No. So on the ship, we have the Second Cities on there, and they also have a full dance company on there, and they also have a couple of
like
gymnasts, acrobatists.
Acrobatists. Acrobatists is the genus name of acrobatists.
You're true. You're right. Your true is also not a thing.
We'll edit that out of the podcast. True. Don't worry.
So I was playing with these guys, Serbian and Russians, who were really good at ping pong, and they made me much better at ping pong. And there was a ping pong table in the crew gym. So we were down there playing ping pong, and all of a sudden here's a code Oscar. And everyone who works on the ship is not from America.
Uh-huh.
And then code Oscar. And we're like, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. Because guys have been on the ship before for 10 years, and they've never heard that. Ever. So we all, first thing we do is they say, all right, don't panic. But the first thing we did was run upstairs immediately and start looking over the side to try to find this person who we never found.
Never found.
But when we got to Bermuda, CNN was there covering the story because apparently everyone thought that her husband pushed her off the ship.
Oh, well, that's exciting, you monster.
Yeah, that's his funny story about friendships.
That's my hilarious ship antidote. No, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, that's the one that's, I mean, that's a pretty crazy
story.
I mean,
it's a pretty good story, stories go.
You don't think of, I mean, it had Serbians in it. Yeah. It had cruise ships. It had adventure. I mean, it's pretty.
Did they ever talk to the Serbians about where they were when that went down?
They were sequestered in a room and just water tortured for hours.
Another hilarious part of that story. I used to, when I was in high school, I did this thing called clinical rotation, which is the name of the class. You'll never guess what it is. And we would go to like a hospital and we'd spend a week in the various parts of the hospital. And so there would be cool weeks when you like be in the obstetrics, is that the name of the baby thing?
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. And I saw like two live births, but then there'd also be like a week where I was just helping out the janitorial staff. But they went over the doctor codes with us, and if they someone had stolen a baby, which that's a grim scenario right there.
What's
it was
name?
Take a guess.
It's Lifetime.
Doctor
code was Lifetime.
Code Lifetime.
It was Dr. Lindbergh.
Oh, that's
Dr.
So
Lindbergh.
If they go paging Dr. Lindbergh, and I'm
Dr. Charles
sure,
Lindbergh.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm sure they wouldn't
or
just
code
be like
Dingo.
Well, that would be if somebody, of course, ate a baby. Then we'd all run to.
Well, that's always the plot of Lifetime shows.
Somebody eating a baby?
Yeah. No.
Stealing a baby.
Stealing baby.
Yeah, Mary
baby
Baxter
stealing.
Burger.
Desperate women.
You ate my baby.
My lady friend was watching one the other day, and it was. Harvey Keitel was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a preview
that's
for
a new,
that.
Which
yeah.
one is that one?
I think it's the one where the woman gets hit.
It's a real, it's a true story one.
Of a woman oh. getting slapped in the face. That's what seems like every Lifetime
movie. Wait, you say a true story
about.
Of yeah, a woman getting slapped
one.
In the face?
Yeah, pretty much.
It was like the honeymoon murder. And
yes,
they,
the scuba diving. He, Harvey yes. Keitel plays the father of the daughter.
Why did he do that?
I don't
I
know.
Something? I think that's awesome.
They're pouring some big money into those things.
Yeah.
Because wasn't Rob Lowe
yeah,
just in the Drew Peterson one?
Yeah, that
that's
one
a local
is good.
Story for Chicago folks.
That's a good
Another, Drew Peterson.
Were you excited about that one too? God damn.
Hey, everybody, you hear an ex-sheriff killed his wife a couple times?
Wait, he killed her a couple times?
Well,
a
he
couple
killed,
different
he
women.
Killed, he killed, oh, he's killed okay. like all of his wives.
Now,
except
legally,
for one.
Legally, you can't say that either.
I can say whatever I want. I'm not affiliated with the case, and it's my opinion.
We mail this podcast to our lawyer afterwards,
oh, no.
and he smooths it right out.
Your Good. Lawyer's also Drew Peterson's lawyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, is that a problem? He's going to murder this podcast. That's stupid. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys having a good out of bounds?
Yeah, yeah. It's been great. Yeah. We got here Thursday. Actually, Jeannie's parents live in San Antonio, so we flew down earlier to spend some time with them, and then we drove over, picked up Brett on Thursday, and did our first show Thursday night.
What did you guys do in SAE?
We ate barbecue.
That's, well, there you go. That's
yeah, we had
do.
Barbecue. We went to the
just
Salt
barbecue
Lick barbecue on Thursday.
In San Antonio, we went to Rudy's. Mm-hmm. We're just plugging all these barbecue places.
And then today we made it into Franklin's.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
No,
how early did
yeah.
you
wait.
Up? Here,
we went.
We didn't
I had
have
a strategy.
To follow those rules.
I had a strategy because everyone talks about Franklin's and how you have to get there really early and
yes.
stand in line, and I don't want to do that.
You have to bring your own chair.
Right.
Like,
so what we
I'm
said
also
is
opposed to anything you have to wait in line for or follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
if I have to follow your truck on Twitter to find out where you're at, you've lost a customer. Be in one place, be open. And then serve me food.
You goddamn bossy out of towners. Come to Austin. We gotta do what you say, huh? No. But you didn't wait. You snuck right in.
We went at 2 o'clock when we figured they would be close to closing down, and no one would think that they were still open. And mm-hmm. they were open, and we got a lot of barbecue.
Good
easy.
Guess.
Easy.
Let me ask you. They were sold out of the pulled pork.
Well, they
and
were
ribs,
sold out
though.
Of a few things.
How did it taste? Was it good?
It was really fantastic. Really and okay. I wanted to go in there That's and good. Say, I am not going to buy the hype and think that this is the greatest barbecue I've ever tasted. And I really, really refrained from feeling that way until I finished. And then I thought, this is the best barbecue I've ever had. It was really good.
Lance gave me a look as if to say, why did you ask that stupid question? But I have a theory about it because, like, normally you have to wait there 2 hours.
Yeah.
And you're, like, smelling it. And by the time you get there, you're starving.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's part of why it tastes so good is
sure.
because of the pre-meal torture.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've tested that theory in that I've had it without waiting. And
oh, yeah?
It tastes just as amazing.
Oh, okay.
You've just sat yeah. in line eating the whole time. Not yeah. hungry.
Just get back in line.
Yeah.
As soon as you get it.
Yeah.
I'll show you. Oh, God. It's good. You bastards. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've just filled our guts full of barbecue and Mexican yeah. food. While
I went
done.
To Starbucks a couple times.
Hey, Brett.
I always know where they're at, so I don't have to follow them on Twitter. They always have
well,
the same thing.
This
state
morning,
state.
They didn't have the muffin you wanted, so you walked to another one.
I'm very particular about what I like to
which,
eat for
which
breakfast.
Which muffin is that?
The blueberry muffin.
Brett is also getting in cruise ship mode because we're about to go on a cruise ship, so he goes down to the Starbucks in our lobby in his pajamas. So
yeah. I don't think it was that big of a deal. I had my pajama pants on. It wasn't like I had a full pantsuit like a rich person pajamas. I had a T-shirt and pajama pants
bottoms,
on. Pajama
yeah.
bombs. Well, Austin's weird. I see people walking around with stuff like that on his regular clothes.
I just want you to make an effort in life.
They also look like train conductor pants. So maybe people are just thinking, oh, that guy just got off a train.
Except it has a button where right here, just one white button. And if you're walking down the
no,
street.
No, there's no button on those
why
pants.
You meticulously looked at these pants.
I know. Because I looked at it, I thought, why is he wearing those downstairs?
No, there's no button where the crotch should be. It's just an open flap.
I like where the crotch should be.
Right.
But isn't? Is that the implication?
We wear our pants a little bit different in Chicago.
Oh.
The crotch is in an interesting place.
You damn Chicagoans. What was I going to say? Thank you to Dasani for, no, they didn't give us this water for free. Cruise ship mode. What else does that entail?
Oh boy.
That wasn't my question.
We have done it for
3 years.
No, for we went.
You guys are 4 years. Yeah.
Is this something you like, or is it just like at this point, like, bleh, work?
It's a good job.
I really like it.
Okay.
It's a great job. We've seen the world. We've been all over the world. We've been to Hawaii, Bermuda, almost every single Caribbean island there is. We've also gone to Alaska. Then it's taken us to Europe, and we have done some stuff in Europe. You went all through Italy.
Yeah, I went through the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Spain, that's Italy, nice. France, all those places.
Monte Carlo.
I was in Monte Carlo, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like a James Bond villain with all those places.
He is. Except he speeds away on a slow-moving cruise ship every time.
He'll never get me unless you book a seven-day trip for $700.
I can't afford that. And then it's just well, he'll sneak on using like karate chop somebody's neck.
It's funny when you say cruise ship mode. I'd say it's for me, and I think other people agree with this, it's a lot like a weekly Groundhog's Day, the movie, because every week – the only thing that changes are the people. Everything else is pretty much exactly
the same.
And they're
pretty much the same.
And those people are definitely the same.
Yeah.
Day one, literally day one on the cruise ship is people riding the elevator up and down to see, A, how fast the elevator goes and what the different floors are on the ship. And they don't learn the ship until about day three, and then they're off in 4 days anyways. So it's a pretty big
do the elevators go fast?
Apparently on different cruise ships, they're faster because there are different complaints on the cruise ship websites about how fast the elevators are.
Wow.
So you put
there's
your
also
bags
stairs,
your...
but cruise ship people.
No,
do
that's
not
happening.
No, no, no.
Why
no,
would
no.
you do that?
No. I'm on a boat. I'm not using stairs. I'm on vacation. By the way, the average cruise ship passenger gains 7 to 10 pounds a week.
And we stay on for 18 weeks at a time.
Nice.
There's a saying about cruise ships. It is the newlywed. The
newly dead. Oh, well, not newly dead.
Why would you jump in and ruin the joke?
Because I got excited.
I saw you.
You should have seen his
the corner
eyes.
Of my eye.
They're
I
like,
saw you reach
newly,
forward.
Newly dead.
And then you did it.
And then I messed it up.
And you messed it up.
Yeah.
Because you were so excited to try to say it before I did.
You tell you're like a tight-knit group performing together for a while.
We're great.
Yeah. This is essentially our show where we just fight with each other.
But Jess, I will say Jess' main problem is he leaves too big of a pause
because
in between
like
what he's trying to say.
Teller.
Well,
he's
I don't
really
like that.
Creating a move.
It needs to be boom, boom. Don't leave a pause where I can jump in.
It's the nearly dead, the newly wed, the overfed.
Yeah. And heaven's waiting list. Is the Alaskan cruise. It's
I like
that
at least it's heaven's waiting list.
Right, exactly.
It's not like the hell pit that's coming. What? Yes. But how did you guys meet each other?
Well, I was both of their teachers at some point. Mm-hmm. I teach at Improv Olympic.
You were my coach. You were never my teacher.
I never taught you?
Currently,
no.
I owe.
Yeah. And I teach in Chicago, and I was Brett's coach. For a team, and I taught Jeannie, and then we just started performing together.
Yeah,
I remember when I first met Brett, he promised me a sunrise from his apartment.
Really working the lady stuff back back then. She wasn't married to Jeff, so she was still on the market.
There was more people there. You promised a bunch of us a sunrise.
Well, apparently,
if we all came over.
I live in a high rise, and I didn't realize the sun didn't rise in my living room.
It did not rise.
Did that work ever, by the way?
No, never,
okay,
ever.
Cool.
No.
I don't know why I said cool.
Were you just hoping one day it would rise on that side?
I thought, you know what, one day maybe the sun will change its mind. And
I always remember that being the first
you guys
time
you stick
I met
around,
her.
You're going to see a beautiful sunrise.
Yeah.
And he said that at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And we did stick around.
We all stuck around.
And the sun, we did not see any sun.
No sunrise.
Sun doesn't come up. What are you going to do, go home? I don't think so.
Hello, ladies.
What is he just greeting them now? That's all. Sorry, I'm stupid. Lance, how are you doing?
Aforementioned, good. doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. We're fine about that.
Good.
Well, I know. I just wanted to give you
check
a
back in.
Chance that I'm talking over you a little.
Okay.
No, I'm not. All right.
You're not talking over me. No,
okay, cool.
Fine.
I was kind of hoping just every like 10, 15 minutes, you go, Lance, how are you doing? He'd be like, I'm okay. And then we'd just continue on. And that's
right.
All Lance ever contributed to the podcast.
Well, he told me to keep my damn mouth shut
before
we got here.
I didn't.
He wrote it on his shirt and just kind of opened it up and showed it to me.
That's how I prefer to do a lot of my communication. Yeah. I write things on my shirt. Yeah. Like right now, my shirt would say "F you, Lance." I don't know why I cleaned it up. We're on a podcast, boy.
Lance, you gotta get a lot of guff for living in Austin and your name being Lance.
You know what? It's never come up until just now.
Oh, okay.
No, really, I really don't. Except for that recently the whole drug thing came up, and everybody decided when they were talking about Lance Armstrong on Facebook, they would tag me. So that I would be like,
why is everybody so mad at me?
God, that guy's improv shows have been real funny. He's probably doping.
Yeah. There's a lot of people in this improv community that have that same problem. Get it? They're drug addicts. Get it? Yeah, they're stupid.
I get it.
Jeannie, are you from San Antonio?
No, actually, my dad was in the Navy, and so they retired there when I was in college at University of Virginia. So I've never actually lived in Texas, but I call it home.
Because that's
I love Texas. Love Texas.
Oh, it is gross
Texas,
out right now, though.
It is really hot. I have a Texas flag blanket on my couch in Chicago. Oh, yeah. I love it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
San Antonio is like this huge military city.
Mm-hmm.
That's my parents live there as well. And pretty much all I do when I go there is eat as well. Yeah, like the downtown San Antonio was like so confusing to me because like Austin's like a grid. It's a very small grid, but it's a grid. But downtown San Antonio, I used to work at the, rent a cop, and I spent my lunch break trying to find the library one day, like a full hour, and it was a block away from me. San Antonio, it's a great city for that.
You were a rent a cop?
Yeah. What's that?
You were a security guard?
I was, an SO security officer. Let's show a little respect. I had. I used to work, I had like three people that I would team up with in the guard office. Like most of my time was spent in this like room supervising people putting away drugs that contain testosterone or something, because I guess the FDA said that a kid.
Because Lance was trying to get to him.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you're weak like a girl. Because I guess the FDA determined that if there's controlled drugs there, a guy in college on a summer job in a police officer's costume, let's sit there and look over it. So when I wasn't doing that, they'd occasionally shut down production, and I'd stay in this guard office, and I would stay there with three different guards. One guy was like a ex-Army guy who did not talk. He did not sleep either. He would just sit there and like stare straight ahead in a state of cat-like readiness. He had a book with him, never read it, but it was the Mothman Prophecies, just if anyone's looking for details.
You sure this wasn't a statue?
He might have been a moving statue, like one of those street performers.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe a weird, like, silent, like, advertisement for the Mothman Prophecies.
It's we're going to do some real guerrilla marketing. Yeah.
Well, maybe he just always had it out because he's like, when is this kid going to ask me about the Mothman Prophecies?
I've read it so many times, I just can't read anymore, but I have so many questions I want to talk about.
So how was the Mothman Prophecies? Thank you for asking. They never found him. I had a weird fascination with that movie, though. I was like, I'd like walk past it at I Love Video next door, free plug. And I'd be like, Mothman Prophecies, one day I'll rent it. I don't know why I said one day. Like, I couldn't bring myself to, like, that Mothman will get me if I do it. Watched it, it sucks.
It's anyway, awful.
It's not very good.
Never seen it.
I do remember in the trailer there was a part where he's, like, on the phone, and he pulls open a drawer, and the other person, he's like, what's in my drawer? And the other guy on the other side of the phone goes, chapstick. And it, like, made me want to see that movie because I was like, why is that important? Why is chapstick such a big deal?
Well, it says, like, prophecies, like, what's going to happen, Mothman? But it turned out, like, some dumb idiots out in the woods died.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, thanks for the heads up. Like, some people will die in the woods. All right. That's probably going to happen anyway, Mothman.
Kind of going back to a little bit of cruise ship, we are actually all registered merchant marines.
Oh, ooh. What does that mean?
It means that you can go to the office and pay $125 and become a merchant marine because you have to. We were on a ship in Hawaii, and since it never leaves U.S. waters, it's technically a naval vessel. So we have to become merchant marines to work on that ship for more than a month. But it also means that if World War III were ever to happen, we could be called up after the reserves are called up.
Oh.
And just, like, clean aircraft carriers.
And try to make people laugh.
Hey, everybody, the world's ending. Who's ready to have a laugh?
Let's do Sid Stan Lean.
Yeah.
Look at this dirty engine, right, guys? More.
Oh.
But you could also board any ship, go anywhere in the world, put on a little snug cap, hit the open seas.
Well, what actually we found out is we can get military discounts at places.
Oh, nice. I do not do that.
Well,
That you is did a wrong. Couple, didn't I didn't.
You? I thought you did to get off of a taco in Hawaii.
No, I didn't. No?
And I'll let Jeff tell this story.
Oh, I did use it at Charlie's Subs.
That's right. I knew you used it at least
once. I got
once.
Into the Kingston Mines Jazz Club in Chicago for free with my military.
But
ID.
I didn't say I was. I just said I work on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
And I showed it.
I had never used it, and we have a card that says it's military merchant marine.
It's in my wallet, actually.
Do you have
in
it?
Case in case I need a discount on
the
sub.
I had never used it, and I was booking a train to go from Chicago to Springfield, Illinois, and I just saw as I was doing it, you could get a military discount. So I thought, well, I'll use that. It gives me $3 off. So I. Put the code in and typed it all in and sent send. And then once I got on the train, the conductor came and gave me my ticket. And
please give me the long version of the story.
All right.
no, continue. I'm just,
I had
just
being
a jerk.
Jeannie wanted me to point out that I'd just gotten a haircut too. So it was really.
It was
and
really
that train was built in 1976.
Yeah.
a little bit about the train.
I am trying to say this story before Brett tells the punchline.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
It's coming.
So I got on the train and the conductor said, I'm going to need to see your military ID as well. So I showed it to him. I signed it off, he took off, and then I thought, you know, I'm going to go use the restroom, put all my things on the seat and started to walk away. And as I thought, I better go get my phone. I don't want to have it on the seat all alone. Someone will steal it. I walked back, and this little old lady went, excuse me, sir. I want to thank you for your service. And held out her hand, and everyone in the car started giving me applause.
That's great.
Yeah, and it was debilitating.
Did you stay in that car?
I did, and people kept coming up and patting me on the shoulder saying thank you for your service.
And when Jeff gets a haircut, he looks so military because he buzzes the sides. Mm-hmm. And
a little too short,
So embarrassing.
Dirty.
Yeah.
He's like, you should have been like, all I do is order chicken fingers free from room service after doing 30 minutes of improv.
Well, I mean, at that point, you can't tell them. You can't be like, I'm just whatever. Like,
no, you couldn't turn it around. There's nothing I could do.
I'm usually like, I don't want to talk about it. I saw a lot of shit over there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't want someone to be like, my grandfather didn't take a piece of shrapnel in his leg in WW2 to get 15% of a taco. And then just stab you repeatedly with whatever's in their pocket. Keys, I'm guessing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had a car in years. I have not.
You have house keys though. Unless what do you have, like a
that's true.
You have a hotel key card system with your house.
Oh man, no, I what did I do the other day? Because so I got that little, like, you know, the not bragging, but I got the, you know, bloop 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 bloop, the thing that opens your car.
That was also the TiVo noise.
Bloop, bloop, oh yeah, yeah. I also have a TiVo.
TiVo.
I am bragging about that. And I will use it on my house. Like, I'll be going into my house and be like, oh, hold on a second, bloop, bloop. And I'll be like, no, that, I don't need that for that. I bloop, bloop something the other day. I think I was, like, leaving a restaurant. And I was like, you ready to go? And someone was like, yeah. I was like, okay. And then I, like, reflexively got out my keys and blooped the restaurant. And I was like, oh, God. They didn't see it. I had to tell them.
Why'd you tell them?
Because I went, God damn it. And they're like, what? And I was like, no. Nah. And they're like, don't tell me.
Just so you know, though, if you buy a Sky Mall, you can get a blooper for your house.
That seems real safe.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's true. Sky Mall has everything,
guys.
I'd like
to get one for, like, food. Like peanut butter. Bloop, bloop.
And then it magically appears?
Oh, like it's locked.
Well, now you're just talking about, like, getting wizard powers.
I think when I think about wizard powers, I think guarding peanut butter. A.
Yep.
B. Babooping house doors.
Sure.
And then C. Magic.
Those baboopers, I always walk
There's
away
gotta
from.
There's got to be a real name for those things.
Keyless entry.
Boopers.
No, but is it key? Yeah, I guess it is keyless entry, but you eventually need the key to start the car. Anyway, the bloopers. I always walk away from my car and reach in my pocket and hit it from in my pocket, and it's behind me, and always imagine my car exploding the moment that I hit it, to the point that sometimes I actually, like, I, like, get shivered.
You have a lot
I'm expecting it to really blow
Lance,
up.
Lance, you have a lot of mob ties we're not sure about?
Shut up, guys.
Lance doesn't live in this state.
He doesn't. Lance, for legal purposes, is not here.
That's right.
Yeah. Just checking. Anyway, those two other guards I worked with.
Oh, no.
No, I will tell you. Back in the guard office, the one guard was the weird Mothman guy. Another guy was one who fell asleep sometimes in his car but talked to others. And he was cool, though. His name was Wayne. He told me some awesome advice. Cheat on my girlfriend while I'm young because I won't get that opportunity when I'm older. Thanks, Wayne.
He told you not to or to?
To. Like, take it from me. Car, you know, like, this is what you need to do. He also
take
told
it
me,
from Wayne.
Yeah. He also told me where to get good bootleg DVDs in San Antonio,
oh.
Which I did not take him up on that, but that's all right. And then the third person was a lady who was, like, way too quick to talk. Like, I within 5 minutes of knowing her, I knew her complete medical history. And it was not a cool story. Like, it wasn't like complete medical history. Like, I'm allergic to penicillin. That's it. It was like complete medical history. Like, veins were opened in the process of it. And I was just like, what? Why are you telling me this? I just want to stand here and earn a paycheck and read a comic book.
So you enjoyed your time in San Antonio?
Honestly, like, that was an awesome job. I read like 40 books one summer.
But you didn't read the Mothman Prophecies?
I did not. I was too scared to read that book.
Taunting him.
I feel like he was stone-faced, but if I reached down to grab the book, then, you know, he would like grab my hand all of a sudden. And he'd just look at me, he's like, do you know? And I'd be like, no.
What if he was him?
What if he was the Mothman?
Maybe.
What balls on that Mothman? Like
to advertise like that? Like just holding the book? Like, why won't anyone talk to me?
You mean like a sad sort of celebrity guy who's like, he's just sitting there alone and he's like, who's that, Lou Ferrigno? And he's like, oh, it's me, everyone. You caught me. And then you go up and talk to Lou Ferrigno.
Sure.
Yeah. So he's the Mothman sort of fishing for compliments. I could see that. He was a weird guy. He also, I found out something, not that anyone asked or cared, but I found out later, he made children's coloring books.
Lou Ferrigno?
No, the Mothman who I worked with.
Okay. You kids color. That's my horrible Lou Ferrigno voice.
Sounds a little like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, maybe.
8 out of 10 in terms of Kermit impressions. Hey, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Best Guy Wedding Show.
Man, things are going great.
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh my God, retired NBA superstar Shaquille O'Neal.
That's right, it's me, Shaq.
What are you doing here, Shaq?
I heard you say things were going pretty great. Is that true?
No, I was lying. Things are pretty shitty.
I thought so. What if I were to tell you that I was going to share my secrets of happiness with you?
I would tell you to shut your fucking mouth, man, because of how much I hate liars.
But it's true, I wrote a book. It's called Shaq's Guide to Happiness. Unlock the inner big man inside you.
Cool!
And then I share my secrets of how to be happy using examples of my life. Plus examples a paid ghostwriter came up with.
Did you say ghostwriter? Like the guy whose head is on fire?
I wish. That would have been cool. So tell me, little man, what's one thing in your life that has you down?
Well, cards on the table, I'm afraid of failure.
You know what I do when I'm afraid?
Eat the heart of an Englishman?
Close. I imagine all my fears and worries as a basketball, and I take it and drop a nasty dunk on someone's head. Want to see?
Yeah, doy, I do.
Okay, someone pass me the ball. Thank you. Okay, here we go.
Holy shit, Shaq!
Wait for the explosion to finish.
I assume there were pieces in the air.
Yeah, they were flying debris.
That explosive dunk blew the building apart.
That's how much I hate being afraid.
And I can learn how to do that by reading your book?
Huh? Oh, sure, whatever.
What's the name of that book again?
Shaq's Guide. That's a good impression. Shaq's Guide to Happiness. Unlock the inner big man inside you.
And where can I buy it?
Well, right now I'm selling it exclusively from my pockets. I can fit about 50 hardcover books in there. So if you see me on the street, just call out my name. You may also refer to me as the Big Barnes & Noble.
Thanks, Shaq.
Hey, more Mascot Wedding Show. We're back. Oh, thank you to Shaquille O'Neal for that awesome commercial.
Wow, that was good.
I really play to my strengths when it comes to impressions.
That's pretty. I mean, that was really good.
Oh, we'll do a podcast reset in case someone is tuning in halfway to the podcast. My name is Mac.
I'm Lance.
Yeah, and here we are with the group Aphasia from Chicago. And you guys are again?
Brett.
Jeff.
Jeannie.
Boom. So is this your first Out of Bounds? Is this your first time in Austin?
No. We have performed at Out of Bounds twice, and we have actually performed in Austin 3 times. We performed at the New Movement a few years back. Mm-hmm. And I've been here a few times. I performed at the Big Stinkin' Improv Festival long time ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Brett.
Dropping some cred.
Yeah. Brett, last fall, I think, ran the marathon here.
Yeah, I ran the Austin.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, you've traveled here to run the marathon?
I did. It was a destination race, as they call it.
In the running game, I guess.
He initially was going to do it in Las Vegas, and then...
I forgot to sign up.
Then had to move it to Austin.
We're almost as much fun as Vegas.
Oh, but absolutely. Much more hilly.
Yeah.
So big time. Hilly.
Big time.
Yeah, no one ever believes that Texas can have hills. But, like, San Antonio is super hilly.
Yeah, the hill country is what you call it.
Yeah, hill country.
If you go to our awesome grocery store, HEB, the house brand is called Hill Country Fair.
HEB is awesome.
HEB sponsoring the Out of Bounds. What, they're not? No. No, fuck them. That's fuck those guys. Although HEB is pretty good.
I like HEB. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Back on it. Look, you're welcome to a local grocery store talk. My name is Mac.
I tell you what, crackers are really in season this year.
Oh, you said it, Brett.
You know where you can get some great crackers.
Lance, not now.
Yeah, seriously. We did it. It was over and done with.
Sorry, guys.
Brett, can I meet you over here on microphone 5?
What was that? Oh.
Hey, Brett, how's it going?
I'm pretty good.
What are you doing, man? I'm sick of Lance.
I know.
Are you looking for a new partner?
I mean, I guess I can. Oh, wait, he's coming over here.
Yeah, I know. He's the worst. Okay, let's go back to the group.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
Crackers.
Nothing, Lance.
You know where you can get some great crackers?
Oh, Lance.
See what I mean? Dead. Whoa, we're still in the group. That hilarious bit brought to you by HEB. The home of bits. That's what the E stands for. God damn it. So you guys don't perform together in Chicago?
We actually do. We perform at the IO Theater, formerly Improv Olympic, because we got sued by the actual Olympics. Real story.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Yeah. It happened. There was a real big thing everywhere that called themselves Olympics. Like, we had an Olympic Village. It was a shoe store in Norman, Oklahoma. And
they brought, about 5 years ago, they brought the hammer down. If anything is Olympic, you are not allowed to be that.
Yeah. Wow. Because I would really confuse the... festival of sport that takes place every 4 years with a strip mall has a shoe store in it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that
people can get confused and book the wrong tickets.
Yeah.
Where are all the athletes?
Yeah. What the hell? I mean, here's a bunch of books, the Mothman prophecies, but I don't see any awesome track and field events.
So we perform there together on a team called Deep Schwa, Chicago's longest running house team.
It's true.
At the IO Theater and as well. We do the Armando Diaz as well, which is similar to the Stool Pigeon that we'll be performing in tonight.
But you don't... you guys are in Stool Pigeon as well.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. That's a packed show.
Yeah, Lance is in it.
Yeah.
Lance is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't cool. ask me how that happened.
So everyone here is in the show. That's cool. Nah, that's fine. Nah. I think my phone was broken, probably.
No, it works, Mac.
Yeah,
called me earlier.
At the very beginning, someone called you right when the show started.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Thanks for bringing that up.
Maybe it just got turned on.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
You probably just weren't invited ever.
that's probably it, because I'm not that good of an improviser. No, that's true.
We have done some runs in Chicago, but we're actually just sort of a traveling team, and we just go...
Festival circuit.
Yeah, we go festivals all over. We have performed... I was going to name all the festivals.
I saw you guys at Dirty South.
We've gone to Dirty South quite a bit.
Charleston?
Charleston.
We were in Minneapolis a month ago for their festival.
Southern Illinois Improv Festival.
Yeah. And you two guys, wasn't there, but you guys performed in Japan
Finland Improv Festival.
Yeah.
How did the one in Japan go?
It was good.
They're cool.
Yeah. It was for English speakers.
Okay.
Which most Japanese people speak English. They're just very timid about it.
Yeah.
So they would cover their mouths. Would they often give like a peace sign? Yeah. And then like, you know, yeah, yeah.
They
exactly.
always like cover their mouths when they laugh.
Well, that's a general statement that we'll subscribe to.
Yeah.
No one on the podcast can see when you cover your mouth when you speak. So
it's implied.
Yeah, it's implied. Okay.
How dare you question our podcast audience? They're very good at picking up nonverbal cues from language. So
we call them the potience.
Oh, boy. I don't think we can call them that. Legally, I don't think we can call them that.
Okay.
That's all right.
Sorry, potience.
That's fine. No, see what? No. Legally. And you guys are performing tonight, right? Oh, you had a show already this week, right?
Yeah, we did one Thursday night.
How did that go?
It went well. It was a lot of fun. We were with a softs group.
Yeah.
I'm not your
Rich.
Father.
Oh, that's
I'm
right.
not your father.
You're not my real dad.
Poor dad.
You're not my real dad.
You're not my real dad. No, I'm not your father.
Improvised financial tips for dads. Save money. Hey.
And tonight we're with a cup holder.
Available
cup holder.
Yeah, and you guys also have a podcast, right?
We do.
Oh, yes.
Oh man, we've had a couple podcasts.
When we were on the cruise ship, we had a lot of people who wondered what we were doing and how we were doing. So we did a podcast for our friends to listen to, and it went pretty well. Aphasia Presents Something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah. And then
was it mostly cruise ship talk?
It is a lot of cruise ship talk.
Do you just want me to send you this file and you can add it to it?
Sure, we'll put it right in there.
Yeah.
And then once we got home, I started a few years ago watching all the movies on the AFI list of 100 greatest movies ever made.
Yes.
And as I was watching them, I wondered how other people I know would like them, especially Jeannie and Brett and a couple of our friends. So we decided to do a podcast based around that, where we would all watch the movies that are on the list, and then Brett, Jeannie, and I would come, along with Jeannie's friend Becca, who has never liked a movie in the history of movies, and then we'd invite an improviser from Chicago to come. And so
I do hate about 30% of the movies.
Brett hates
list,
a lot
though.
Too. So
and we all bring a food with a pun to the movie.
Yeah,
and
based on the movie that you're discussing.
Yeah, give me an
like
example
dinner
of
the movie kind of thing.
Well, give me an example of the pun-based food you'd bring.
Oh boy!
I remember for Rear Window, I brought garlic knots because I thought that Jimmy Stewart and Grace Kelly, is it Grace Kelly?
Uh-huh.
Should tie the knot with, why don't you marinara sauce her already?
Oh boy.
Wow.
Rough stuff,
always.
Jack.
Yeah, they're not
always tough
nuts. Well, hey, but pun aside, garlic knots and marinara sauce, sign me up, guys.
I know. We try to bring things. Really
yeah, I'm trying to think of stuff I brought. I can't even right now.
I don't know, but I'll say the podcast while you're thinking
go
about
for it.
It's a Thursday evening movie club. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty funny. You don't have to watch the movies.
I think we've done like 33 movies so far.
Are you going straight down the list from 1 to 100?
We're bouncing around.
I wish.
I bounce around just to make sure that I can keep people's interest in the group for the movies, because there's a lot of old movies and a lot of silent movies that I know a lot of people aren't going to like.
Yeah, isn't like the jazz singer on there?
It is something? Not.
Oh, okay.
Which is good. But there are others that are on there that should
like
not be
like It's a Wonderful
there.
Life is on there. That shouldn't be on there.
Well, that was a good movie.
I like that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of find it hard.
I don't like a lot of the movies that are on that list.
There's
but
a
I like
lot
that, one.
That are just awful.
Yeah, they're really boring.
And surprising, like Tootsie's on the list.
Yeah, Tootsie.
I like Tootsie. Tootsie's good.
I like
Brett
Tootsie.
Does not like Tootsie.
I didn't like Tootsie.
So we got four for Tootsie, one against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. And I like cross-dressing movies, so I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of that one.
I think for that movie, I brought cross-dress buns.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah,
you don't have to keep
one.
Going with those. That's not helping anything. And is there a place on the internet that people could find out more about you guys?
Facebook aphasia, I guess. I don't even know.
Ooh, strike.
I know this sounds terrible. Thursday Evening Movie Club. Facebook page. Yeah. Well, that's just Jeff Griggs at Podbean. That's
just a
we don't really
site.
Want to send anybody to that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So no.
Not really.
No, we haven't really got on this whole internet thing yet.
Nah, it's going away.
It's not, you know what? Not going to happen.
Is there a physical address people can stop by? That's
yeah.
the other thing.
Yeah, 2874 Sycamore.
Do you guys
have
like a hotline people can call?
No.
I called the bat hotline the other day for the bridge bats.
Yeah.
Oh.
No one answered.
Well, why are you talking? I got no control over it.
Your guys are you're from Austin, so.
I think the bats are, there's something wrong with them right now.
Yeah, agreed. They didn't come out the other
night. Right. Well, they haven't been coming out this season.
Maybe they're in the air conditioning like everyone should be. Cause
we were laughing because like people on Yelp were like giving the bats like one star. And
I
Brett
went to
was
the,
like,
I
you
went
can't
to the...
give nature one star.
Wait, are you telling me that people on Yelp were being shitty about something?
Oh, yeah. They're
get
like,
out
I waited
of here.
I went to the bridge.
9:30, one star for these bats.
The bats aren't coming out because they're all depressed about their Yelp reviews.
It happens.
Oh, one star? Why even come out? You fucking idiots. You don't get it. Jerry, settle down.
If only the bats know, you can pay Yelp to take negative reviews away.
Well, you can?
Yes, you can. Uh-uh. Yes, you can. Yelp, if you get negative reviews, Yelp will contact you and say, if you'd like to advertise on Yelp, we'll take away your negative reviews. This is a true fact for anyone who uses Yelp.
I don't know if I believe this.
I feel like I should, like, man, there's a lot. I feel like I'm responsible for a lot of negative reviews. But stuff. We did a show at the Hideout the other day, and somebody, not this show, improv troupe, and somebody posted on it was like, filth, pure filth.
I mean, that's good press.
Is it? I don't think that's the the look the Hideout is going for.
What group
for.
Were you performing with?
Tears But Joy.
Do you have a website?
Oof, you got me there, buddy.
We got. Do you have a physical address I can mail something
Coal
to?
Coal Town Theater, right here. Yay! Every Thursday night Social Club. Oh, almost similar names. Confusing for the audience.
I think it would be amazing to get a letter written from someone, a negative review of a show, mm-hmm. and just appear in my mailbox. Like, that would be someone who really took the time to hate the show I was in.
I'd love it. I'd love that.
It'd be amazing.
Now,
yeah.
Is it sent through the mail, or is it just literally in your mailbox and maybe a bullet on top of it?
Ooh, I don't know.
Maybe it's stuck to the mailbox with a dagger.
Oh, or stuck to the door with a dagger. Yeah.
That was a scene from that movie, The Insider with Russell Crowe?
Not on the list.
Is that the name of that movie?
There is, yeah, The Insider.
Okay. Like, there's a point where, like, he goes to his mailbox and there's just, like, a bullet in the mailbox. But that movie's about how, like, smoking's bad.
Yeah,
but, like, who didn't know that? I don't get that movie. I need to see it again.
But in my favorite movie, Drive,
yes,
they also give the kid a bullet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
he gets
right.
pissed off about that. Drive should be on the AFI
Man.
Top 100.
Nothing like giving someone a bullet. If you don't like somebody, fun fact, anyone out there, just give them a bullet. I think we're all on board with that. Aphasia, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you to Lance. Live studio audience, make noise so we can tell you were here. A little late, but enthusiastic. I like it. Thank you, Andrew Schmidt in the booth. Play some music. Goodbye. Hey, guys. It's time for plugs. The plug section where we talk about our upcoming shows. As Mac, of course, David had to scurry out after a show, so we could not go into Studio 2 and record these. That's what we do after the radio show. When we record these things, we'll walk over to Co-op Studio 2, which is a smaller version of Studio 1, and we record these plugs. Anyway, was that interesting, that peek behind the co-op curtain? I got a feeling it wasn't. I got a feeling you're kind of bored right now. Well, this may cheer you up. Senseless hype and promotion. No, it's not senseless. Stag Comedy, which is a sketch comedy group that Dave and I are in. We are very proud of it. We are about to hit the road for first ever micro tour. We are touring Portland and Seattle because we submitted to the Seattle Sketch Fest and we got in and we were very excited about that. And there's this guy, Sean Ongley in Portland that was kind of like, he saw us at South By and he was like, hey man, if you ever want to do some shows up in Portland, I'd like to produce them. And so it worked out and we couldn't be more excited. Thursday, October 4th, we will be at Boom Bap with Andrew McCann, maybe Andrew Michon. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. I'm sorry, Andrew. But Andrew and Paul Schlesinger, Belinda Carroll, and Boner Patrol will be playing that show. And that is at 9 p.m. at Boom Bap. Stag Comedy will then be the next day, Friday, October 5th, and 8 p.m. now at the Baghdad Theater, which I heard is beautiful. I'm looking forward to it. Todd Armstrong, Stephanie Pirtle, Xander DeVoe, and Sean Ongley himself is going to be doing some stand-up there, and that is at 8 p.m., and then we will be following that with like 35 minutes of sketch comedy. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And then the next day, we've been Portland adieu, and we go over to Seattle, or up to Seattle, I should say, to take place in Seattle Sketch Fest. And so that's Saturday, October 6th. I believe we go on at the Theater Off Jackson at 9 p.m., and we're headlining a set. We're looking forward to it. Katie Jaeger, I believe, is the host, or Jaeger. I don't know how to pronounce it. Maybe she's a German. Rick Taylor, the Chad Chats are going on before us, and then Stag takes the stage. So, guys, let me be honest with you. I mean, like, we're super excited about these shows, but we don't necessarily have a huge following in Portland, Seattle, or a following at all. So if you, a listener, are a fan of the show, and you know somebody in Portland, or you know somebody who knows somebody in Portland or Seattle, please tell them about these shows. Stagcomedy.com is where you can go for more information. The next weekend, October 13th, David will be doing the Masked Wedding Show solo because I will be in San Francisco doing some stand-up comedy at the San Francisco Comedy and Burrito Festival. And you might be saying, is this a real thing or are you just a jerk? No, it's a real thing. It's got some really cool sponsors, including a Special Thing Records. And this is my first time doing stand-up out of... No, it's not my... Actually... I've only done stand-up out of state a couple times, so I'm really excited about it. And I'll be Thursday, 7 p.m., this is, of course, in San Francisco, at the Submission. I'll be going on a show there. It's 7 p.m. there at Submission, and that's a Thursday. Oh, man, when is that? Thursday, October, what, 11th, I want to say? I'm going to double-check this real quick.
And then next day, Friday, I'll be at Esta Noche. I'll be on the Best of Texas Showcase at 8 p.m. That's right. I'm traveling all the way to San Francisco to be on a Texas Showcase and perform with the same Austin comedians I perform with all the time. So thank you. Yeah, that was Thursday, October 11th, and that's Friday, October 12th. But man, if you're in San Francisco and you're hearing this and you haven't heard about that festival, it's going to be an awesome festival. Matt Bronger's there, Sean Patton, Josh Gondelman. Brendan Walsh is going to be doing a CD recording there. Aparna Nancherla. Notice I'm mentioning people that have been on the show before. Kath Barbadoro is another one who's been on the show. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. But guys, I have a special treat for you. Sometimes you talk about me doing stand-up. There's another guy in the show, David Hatta. He's going to be doing stand-up. That's right. David Hatta stand-up set. These things, he's only done this like three times. This is going to be at the Laugh Lounge at Austin Java. That's the one here in Austin on like 15th Street and Lamar. And he is going to be up, what's the date? October 13th. It's a Saturday. And I believe those shows usually get started at 8 p.m. He's going to be on there with Caroline Bassett, Mitch McCulsha, Mike McCray. Mike McCray, the man of 1,000 voices. And that's going to be a really fun show. And a chance to see David do some stand-up comedy. It's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, no, look, there's a giant chasm in the ground. Ah, that's our plug section.